Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello, and I am Glovina Williams, and I want to welcome you to the Dr. Glovina Show. I say all the time, often we do not step out on faith because we have some doubt as to our purpose. And I really believe that that doubt is beginning to fade away and that we're beginning to gain clarity and precision of purpose. So if you'll take a challenge while we are together today or this evening, whatever your time frame is, while we're together, I want to just present a challenge to you and to reflectively ask yourself, what is my purpose? And perhaps I want you to dig a little deeper and ask, what am I called to do? And it can be a very revealing, a revelatory experience when we ask ourselves, what do I believe has prevented me from moving forward? And lastly, what have you set aside? Perhaps because it didn't happen the first time you tried. Remember, often we do not step out on faith because we have not defined our purpose. Well, today I want to begin by saying, if you do not have a vision, a plan, a set goal, a dream, an idea, a concept, even if you've never received, if I can say it like this, a prophecy for your life, how about let's get one? Because I believe that great miracles and results of our hard work, the outcomes that we've been looking for, the end result, the final score is about to be revealed. You know how when we're in school, we wait to see when the grades come out. The grade is about to be revealed. I want to say things that you have believed God for when you've walked in faith. Some of the things that you have literally maybe even taken your hands off, and you may have even forgotten about this dream or this goal or this aspiration. Today, I want to simply say to you, God has not forgotten you. So what are you believing God for, or what did you believe God for? Today, right now, this podcast titled it, This Time Next Year. This time next year, as we get into this, I'd like to read some passages of Scripture, and be patient with me during this podcast. And I'm reading from Genesis chapter 8. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre, while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent, and it was in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up, and he saw three men standing nearby. When Abraham saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them, and he bowed low to the ground. And Abraham said to these three men, he said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, he said, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat so you can be refreshed and then go on your way, now that you have come to your servant. Very well, they answered. Do as you say. So Abraham hurried into the tent. Oh, follow the picture here. And he said to Sarah, quick, get some fine flour and knead it and bake some bread. Then he ran to the herd and he selected a choice tender calf and he gave it to a servant who hurried then to prepare it. He then brought some milk and a calf that had been prepared, and he set these before the three men. And while these three men ate, Abraham stood under a tree. And then one of the men said to him, where's your wife Sarah? There, in the tent, Abraham said. Then the Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already old and well advanced in years, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself, and she thought, look, I'm old, and so is my husband. Will we now have pleasure? Then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah, your wife, why did she laugh? Will I really have a child now that I'm old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return this time next year, and Sarah will have a son. Oh, wow. This time next year. Maybe you've had a personal, private matter before God that no one knows about. I often call it, maybe there's something that you have talked to God about in the secret place. It could be a private matter, something very special, an intimate issue, something that perhaps maybe you've never shared with another human being. It could be a private matter. It could be a spiritual matter. Listen, out of this world expectation, maybe a divine destiny that you want to be revealed for your life or for someone very close and dear to you. Maybe this matter is holy, sacred, not even of this natural world. Maybe something that's never been seen before. Maybe a spiritual matter. Could it be a physical, an intellectual matter? Something substantial that could be of an even greater contribution to not just to you, my beloved, but to those closest to you, those in your household of faith, your community, perhaps even the world. Something substantial, maybe a material goal, something real, tangible. Something that can be discerned with the five senses. Maybe you've put something before God that someone else will be able to see, to touch, to feel, to hear, or to maybe even speak about. Maybe it's a financial matter, a monetary issue. Maybe your credit needs to be a little bumped up and improved. Maybe a loan you've put in for, a business venture, maybe a house that you're thinking about purchasing. It could be a financial matter. It could be concerning your family life, a domestic issue, an everyday kind of thing in the home that you want God to take special notice to. One of the roles, perhaps, that you're playing in your life. I said maybe one of the roles. Maybe you're a father, a mother, a sister, a daughter, a son, an aunt, a cousin. Maybe you're a nephew or a niece. Maybe you're a mother-in-law, a father-in-law, a daughter-in-law, a son-in-law. Maybe there's a particular role in your family that you want to see God do something beautiful and supernatural, I'm talking about time next year. This year, maybe you'll be a receiver. Maybe a text will come. Maybe you'll hear something special in your earbud of great and countless and unlimited or an abundance of wealth coming to you by a simple conversation. I'm not sure what will happen for you this time next year, but I believe that it's going to be something that is going to be so beautiful, so miraculous, so revealing, and so fulfilling for your life. It may not be something small. It may be huge, immense. I mean enormous. Oh, come on, Dr. Glovina. Listen, it could be something infinite beyond the eyes that could ever see. A grand miracle, a wondrous manifestation. I'm painting a picture. I don't know your particular circumstance or situation, but as I'm elaborating, I want you to even take this dream and goal and vision or prophetic word that you've received, take it to another dimension. It is an appearance that is even growing as we're together now talking about it. It will be displayed in the natural realm. It's going to come out of the invisible dimension into, it's going to be a demonstration. We call it a manifestation, a great indication, a symptom. It's going to materialize, my beloved. And then in a deeper spiritual realm, you are about to become more alert, able to notice things changing. As you have had time to be alone and to spend time with loved ones and to have some deeper conversations, some of us are having conversations that maybe we discovered something that may have happened years ago, but now we've had time to become more alert and more connected to each other, able to sit and to talk about some of the deeper matters of life. This is what is sparking this change that's going to manifest during the coming months. I said this time next year, you'll reflect back and you will see the growth, the manifestation, the demonstration. There are going to be some things that will be brand new. Listen at this, my beloved. Some brand new things in some same old areas. How can that be, Dr. Glovina? Some brand new things in some same old areas. I read the scripture to you. Abraham and Sarah, they were giving a word that this time next year, there will be a fulfillment in your life. Something miraculous and beautiful, and I don't really know, but it could even be an old area renewed, regenerated. A refreshing is about to take place. Results are coming your way. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the person that's listening to me today that is the apple of God's eye. Something brand new coming your way. Positive results turning the corner headed toward you. Results are already on your path. But listen, the Holy Spirit is about to open your eyes that you may see what is already before you. It's like an aerial view. I said an aerial view, a view from far above, like you're walking down the street and you're about to turn a corner. Now you're about to receive an aerial view where you can see and begin to see what the future holds. It's bright, beautiful, it's beneficial, and listen, it's what you've been looking for this time next year. So we may need to let go of some of the familiar ways that we've done things. Maybe you've based your decisions upon fear. Maybe there's been doubt as you move forward fulfilling destiny. Let's begin to open our eyes and begin to see what's already before us. letting go of some of the familiar ways of doing things. I'm sure that you've learned some new ways of doing things recently. Took a little time to get adjusted. We've talked about this before, how there may have been a change of transitioning into the new way of doing things. We call it the new norm. Well, the new norm is now the norm. Listen, we're here today, this evening, whatever your time frame is, because we have listeners from all over the world. We're going to dig up some fallow ground. There may have been areas that have gotten hard where, hey, we've got to really dig in there. Being able to receive a fresh word, knowing that this time next year, you may be wiser, stronger, talking with and communicating more with God. You may even be slimmer, firmer. Listen to this. Maybe even a broken heart healed this time next year. You may close on a new piece of land by this time next year. Perhaps even though you've been working in a new environment, this time next year, you may be promoted in your career. Perhaps your spouse will be revealed by this time next year. Maybe a new baby. Maybe the family will grow. Perhaps a degree. Perhaps grandkids. I know you're saying, has she been checking my Facebook? Has she been on my Instagram? I've been cutting up on TikTok. Did she see me? I thought that was a private message that I sent to God and only He knew about it. Maybe your personal, your interpersonal skills are about to get better. What I'm saying, your relationships improving, your family situation. This is what Abraham and Sarah, it was revealed to them that this covenant, Abraham, that you had with God, it's being renewed. Your covenant, it's being renewed. God is identifying himself in our lives in a new way, as he did with Abraham and Sarah. God Almighty, El Elyon. And he commanded Abram, when his name was Abram, he commanded him, walk before me, he said, and be perfect. What did he mean by be perfect, Glovina? Mature. This time next year, there will be a new level of maturity. God made a promise, and God said, I'm going to fulfill the promise. The agreement is about to be multiplied. I hope someone grabbed that today. The agreement is about to be multiplied. I said, this time next year, as we humble ourselves to hear from God. You know, there is also a level of humility that says this, it's not over yet. I said, it's not over yet. God still has something great for me. So Abraham is humbled, and we read it. He falls on his face, and God begins to talk to him. When he fell on his face, it was a way of saying, I'm listening. I'm putting my thoughts aside, and I'm ready to receive the greater blessing. God is saying to us today, I have an agreement with you. I cut a blood covenant with you. And this is between you and God. I don't know every promise that God has given you, but I do know this. He is a promise keeper. God made Abraham and Sarah called game changers. He changed their names. He made them. He said, I'm going to make you a father of many nations. In other words, it's already done, but this time next year, you will see the manifestation, the results, the fruitfulness. Listen, he said to Abraham, please listen to me. Nations will come forth out of thee, and kings will rule these nations. There will be a perpetual blessing and a supernatural supply. Somebody grab that today as you're listening. Perpetual blessings and supernatural supply. This blessing is going to come, and it's going to come with more than we imagined. He is a keeper of his covenant, and we will become covenant keepers. We will become covenant keepers. And another way of saying that, more committed. There may be some pain in cutting away the old in order to reveal the new. There may be, and I don't mean, what I mean by pain, there may be some discomfort. You're more comfortable with that word. There may be some discomfort of letting go of the old in order to embrace the new and recognize the new when it comes. Recognize it. Say, this looks a little different, and I'm not afraid to step out on faith. This covenant will be sealed. And it will be a covenant that will emerge from the realm of faith. It may even be an intellectual experience for you, but this time you won't only know it intellectually, but you will understand it by a deeper knowing. You're about to become a game changer. Yes, you are. The promise is about to be fulfilled. For some, it will be a restoration of your youth. Can I slip this in? Millennials, can I slip this in? I may be talking to the over 40 crowd right now. A year from now. Oh, I'm talking about something new, something fresh, purpose revealing itself this time next year. Hey, you may need to get some things done. You may need to get ready for this time next year. You can start today for next year. Hey, what about the details? Hey, I hear you, Glovina. What about the details? What about the little bitty things? Those small things, that list that we've talked about in past podcasts, begin to work on those small details in the preparatory stage for this time next year, walking in an attitude of expectation and hope for it. A level of certainty is about to overtake you, captivate you. A level of certainty that this time you can depend upon. You're not in that area of frustration and intimidation. Hey, it's fleeing. You're able to wait and walk in patience. What is patience? Patience is virtue. What is virtue? Virtue is power. You're able to wait on it. This desire, this impulse, you're able to bring this before God and pray, communicate, and talk with God. Get still as you're in the preparatory stage because, as I often say, God is releasing new instructions and directions. He's already released it to some of us. New directions and instructions. I'm telling you, there are some things that are going on that we're sitting here with our mouths open saying, where are the rules? Look for the new direction and instructions. And you're going to find this out sometimes in the stillness, in the preparation stage. I want us to begin to walk in faith, believing it's already done. Believing that it's already done, praying in the secret place, talking, communicating with God. If you don't have a vision, a plan, a set goal, a dream, an idea, a concept, you may have already received a word of prophecy. I want you to get a vision, a plan. Take time. Do a vision board. I call it a faith board. And begin to plan and set these goals because this time next year, some of those concepts that were invisible are now and will be coming into manifestation. It will be a year of great miracles and results, outcomes. A final score, I said, is going to come out. The grades are about to come out. You're going to stand there. You're going to open that letter and see those grades. It's going to be revealed. You say, I did all right. The grades are coming out. This time next year, things that you have believed God for, that you've been holding on to faith, some things you've taken, some of the things you've taken your hands off of. And when you took your hands off, the miraculous power of Almighty God began to shape and form because you already released the faith. I don't want you to get discouraged because you have not seen the manifestation. You've already released the faith. Now, knowing that faith is the substance, it's the essence of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. This time next year, you may have even forgotten about them, but God has not. So what are you believing God for? Is it a personal, private matter, a spiritual matter, a physical, intellectual matter, a financial matter, various roles you're looking for, something regarding your career, your children, your grandchildren? This year, that text may come, that email, that letter. You may hear it even in your earbuds, a deeper spiritual realm. A greater alertness, able to notice things that have changed and having the ability to accept the change and walk in it this time next year. This time next year, you will be in a greater place than you are now. So I believe you probably need to take a couple of notes. Need to write some things down so that when this time next year comes, you will be able to do like a comparative analysis. This is where I was, and this is where I am. I'm in a new place in God. Wow. This time next year, if you'd like me to speak at any of your events, you can reach me at Dr. Glovina. Glovina with two I's, so that's DrGlovina show@gmail.com. You know, we've designed this show to lift you up, to assist you in developing a deeper walk with God, yourself, your family, your place of worship, and even extend it out to the world. My desire is that these important relationships, that they're deepened. You know, kingdom living is seeking God Almighty above all else. I want to holler out today, and I want to say good morning, hello, good afternoon, good evening to all of you. Oh, I want to say it to Dolores and Steen, Rosemary, Jewel, hey, Determined Steps. I want to holler. Today, I want to holler out and say hello to some of my favorite absolute people. I want to say hi to, how about Reverend Jane at Amazing Love Fellowship Ministries International, Apostle and Pastor Edward Schur Foundation Reconciling Ministries. Hello, Pastor Linda. Good to hear from you. I want to also reach out and say hello to Evangelist Craven, the most absolute best Hebrew professor on this side of the Mississippi River. Courtney Isaiah, Atlanta. Hi, Terry, Chicago. Hi. I want to say Peter, Cynthia. Hello. I want to talk to Prophetess and Elder Recovery Prayer Line. Hello, Coach LaRussia. Nice to hear from you. Christian Unique Radio. Hi. From you, Impact Radio. I want to say shout out to Arnold and Omo and also Isaiah, Atlanta, Tony, Stephanie, Fort Benning. Hey, and we cannot forget Collegiate Training Institute. How about Mount Olive Christian Church International? Self Love Sanctuary. Sheila, hi, Hannah's Hand. Eugene Michiko. Hello, Jackie, Oklahoma. Hey, I haven't forgotten you. I want you to know that you're all in my prayers. Cynthia from Italy. Betty, Italy. Hello. Oh, my God, we've got South Africa listening in. Liberia. I want to say thank you. Brazil. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to all of you. I love you. And you are the apple of God's eye. And how great that you would take time to be with me. Wow. You are fantastic.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.